Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Alexandria asked me, this is for you too, Robin.
Okay.
Are those your real eyes?
What?
Okay, I'm going to need for you all to get to know the green-eyed bandits better.
Right.
Okay? Because we were born with these eyes.
Yes. Absolutely. And you know what is so funny? When I was a little girl, I can remember people coming up to me, you know, at adults, like I would be in the store with my mom.
Yeah.
And adults would be like, oh my gosh, your eyes are so pretty. And I literally, honestly, had no idea what they were talking about. I did not know that my eyes were green and that my eyes looked different from anyone else's. So I literally would be like, are they talking about the shape of my eyes?
Did
like,
y'all not have a mirror in the house?
No, we did, but I didn't know that I looked different.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had no idea that, maybe because like my brother has light eyes, my mom has hazel eyes,
yeah.
My grandmother has blue eyes, my cousin has blue eyes. So maybe for me, it's like, okay, everybody got light eyes. Like,
right.
You know, so for me, like light eyes, green eyes was nothing special.
Right.
And I never noticed that I was different because I had green eyes.
Yes.
And it's so funny. One day I was like, let me look in the mirror, figure out what these people are talking about.
This is probably last year, okay? Rob is hilarious.
So I literally stood in the mirror and was like, and I looked and I was like, oh, okay. It's the color of my eyes.
I can't, y'all. Robin Dixon is a mess. Okay.
I'm so dumb, y'all. I'm so dingy.
Yeah.
I'm so dingy.
So I'm glad you figured it out. How old were you when you figured it out?
That I was dingy or that I had green eyes?
Oh. Yes, that you had green eyes. I mean, dingy is just for life. So, yes.
I don't really know how old I was.
Okay.
I can't put like a number on that, but I just remember being so confused. I feel like I probably was like a little girl, like 5 years old or something. You know what I mean? Like, and I would just be like, thank you. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I have no idea.
Well, you know now.
Did you know when you were five, did you know you had green eyes? Like,
I knew that people, same thing. People come to my mom and they ask, because I had like a dark rim around my eyes, especially at the bottom. And they would ask my mom, why did she put makeup on me?
Oh.
And she would get mad. Like, who are these white ladies talking to me about my child?
Oh my God.
And thinking that I put makeup on a 5-year old.
Right.
Like I did not. And that's ridiculous. And why can't my child just be pretty?
Right.
So I knew it was something different.
Right.
Because it was all this discussion. But it was like, my sister was always like, I have an older sister who is always keeps it real. And she was always like, yeah, you pretty, but you ain't had nothing to do with that. That was mommy and daddy, and that was their genes.
Mm-mm.
And it had nothing to do with you.
Right.
So, you know, you need to be smart, and that's what you can control. But your face, you ain't nothing to do with that.
Right.
So don't even get too excited.
Mm-mm.
I said, well, goddamn.
Nope. That was mama and papa Graves.
I said, Shit. Well, let me just stay in the bed today. Good God. Anyway, thank God I have thick skin. All right. So we're going to take one more of what you guys asked.
Okay.
Before we wrap up.
Okay. So how do your boys handle filming now that they have done it for a while and are getting older?
Oh, good. That's a good question.
So I have to pay my children to go to work. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. Okay, so Robin and I had this discussion prior to us filming, I think this past season, season six, and I was like, oh my God, the girls are giving me a hard time about filming. And Robin was saying the same thing about her kids. So she was like, Giselle, I'm gonna pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Oh my God, that's a good idea. And then that way they'll feel a sense of ownership.
They have a job.
Yeah.
I'm literally like, all right, y'all have to work today.
Yes.
Time to go to work. And so now, like, when they aren't going to work, they're like, yeah, when do I go to work next? Because they want
okay,
the
so
more
is this
money.
You pay them like an hourly rate?
I pay them, and this is the other thing, I pay them according to the scene and how well they did.
My God! Robin, the producer!
Now, what I mean by like how well they did, like, did they behave or were they like being difficult or yeah, were they, because that's the other thing, they get in front of the camera and they act like they have no sense.
Yes.
And they want to give me the hardest time and they like, you know, they roll on the floor when I'm trying to have a conversation. I'm like, y'all are killing me right now. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to look crazy where I'm like yelling at my kids and stuff. So right, I'm just going to let y'all just do whatever. But they'll literally be like, you know, hiding under a blanket. And I'm like, okay, like y'all cut it out. So they get paid based on, you know, how long of a period of time.
Okay.
And how well they performed.
Wow. Wow, that's okay. So is this like $10 an hour, $20 an hour?
So I've paid them anywhere between like, so it's per scene, right?
Okay.
So I paid them, I want to say anywhere between like $10 to $30.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, depending on like what it was, like how much they did or like what, okay, you know what I mean?
So. Yes. Okay, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually told my girls the same thing. I was like, I'm going to give you guys an hourly rate, mm-hmm, right? So we had our first scene, season six. And we were done with it. And I was like, at the end of it, I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to give you y'all's earnings. And they were like, no, Mom, it's fine.
What?
We just want, like, they literally what? Would not take money. They were like, it's fine. You know, we're here for you. Like, they were, they shocked me.
What?
Yeah. And I think it's a difference between girls and boys. Like, they shocked me. They were
100%.
Just like, we're just here for you. Like, whatever. It's yes, fine.
And I think it's also like, they're teenagers. So yeah, they're probably actually enjoying like
yes,
the show now. You know
a
what I'm saying?
More,
like
yeah,
now it's like, okay, we're actually a little popular. People know who we are.
Yes.
We're my kids.
We over here popping in
right,
the streets.
Right. My kids are boys and like their friend, like they get sick of their friends because their friends' mamas watch the show to come, you know, come telling them about themselves
right,
on the show. They're like, oh my God.
So that really shocked me. And because they that was so sweet of them. So, you
so
know,
you never paid them season
no,
six?
No. I never. I mean, I've given them whatever they want.
Well, of course. Right.
Yes. Like, they get right, paid in other ways.
Right.
Yes. All right. So this is my last one. So because okay, this is really sweet. So Kelly says to me, I love your spirit. How do you keep it up when things get tough? Because, you know, things always get tough. And my mama always told me that when things get tough, make sure you wear your lipstick. Keep your lips popping.
Okay.
So I always have lip gloss with me.
Okay.
As long as my lips are popping, I feel good about myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love that. I mean, that's not my solution, but okay.
Yes.
That
it
helps.
It just makes, you know, if your lips are popping and you feel good and you know, you got a little shine on the lips, there's no way you could have a bad day.
Right. That's very true. And to piggyback off of that in
yes,
closing,
yep,
I want to leave, you know, everyone. I think we got to start giving some motivational.
Yes, we do.
Kind of messages.
We
too,
do. Yes.
So
we want to motivate the people.
Yes, yes, yes. So I actually shared this on my Instagram story, but I want to reiterate two traps you need to avoid because I'm very good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid caring what they think.
Mm.
And avoid thinking that they care. So I feel like that's the solution to like, okay, when things are going wrong or
wait
bad.
Minute, wait a minute, you got to read the second one again. I was confused on the second one. Okay.
Thinking that they care.
Okay, right? I like that.
So avoid, stop, like, don't even think
that they care.
That they care.
Okay, I got it. Right? I like that.
Because I find a lot of times when you're, like, beefing with someone or, like, you have a, you know, a falling out with someone and you're sitting at home and you're, like, thinking about it all the time and you're mad and angry, that person ain't thinking about you.
They ain't thinking about you.
They're going to live their life. They, you know, so it's like you sitting here giving them all of your energy.
Yeah.
And they over there, you know,
they had the Cheesecake Factory eating.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So let's stop caring what people think.
Yeah.
Or thinking that anyone cares.
Yeah.
And that is, like, I feel like that's a solution to, like, when you do have issues and problems, like, just, you know, face them head on. Like, don't be embarrassed.
No.
Don't, you know, just go through your struggles and do what's best for you and don't worry about what anybody thinks.
No, because guess what? It don't matter.
Nope.
It don't matter.
We hope you enjoyed that Reasonably Shady highlight. You can catch the full episode on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us on social media at Reasonably Shady or send us an email at whatsup@reasonablyshady.com. See you next time.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.